This is It Takes Two with Amy and JJ on News Radio KFGO.
It's appropriate that Fargo's Fraud Squad just happens to land on Cyber Monday this month. So as we're thinking about ramping up our holiday shopping online.
Ramping up is $9.4 billion estimated today being spent online. And here's the thing. You can be taken victim in a heartbeat by fake websites, by people who are modeling other websites. And unfortunately, once you give them some money, you are not going to get something to put underneath your tree. Gate City Bank's very own Phil Swan in the house with us. Now, Phil, before we get going on Cyber Monday, you were just at a fraud conference in the Big Apple.
I was, yeah. I spent a little bit of last week in New York City. We got an opportunity to see new technology that's coming out that Gate City Bank's investing in to try to keep our customers safe, their finances safe. One really neat experience is I got to listen to Jordan Belfort. If you're not familiar with that name, he's the Wolf of Wall Street, the person
who he's
based off of. So he got to talk a little bit about, you know, what he did, you know, how he got involved in the scam and into the fraud, and kind of how that developed and how he controlled it so that way, you know, he went as long as he could without getting caught. So, you know, I would question if he really feels bad about it, but that was just my own opinion.
Being a former law enforcement officer, he's kind of like coming at it from all angles, right, Phil?
That's right. I was listening very intently to what he had to say, and it was interesting and, you know, exactly what you expect. You know, he's a good talker and, you know, a high energy guy.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how a lot of these major former fraudsters are now on the other side? You know, I'm thinking about the guy from Catch Me If You Can,
right,
is now has one of the world's largest security firms, and he consults with the FBI on a regular basis.
He's Jordan still Belfort. Making money off of the scam in a way.
But he paid back every dollar. Did you know that?
Yeah, but now he's making money
off of
that same scam, though.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
He's making money off of the skill set that he acquired so that he can stop other people from doing it.
Uh-huh. He's making money off of being a scammer still.
Well,
they're still,
I tell you,
turning
what,
a buck on it.
It's like they say, you know, the fraudster is the true artist, and then your fraud fighters like us, we're the critics. We're always trying to figure out what's going on and why and shut it down from there. But, yeah, sometimes the best way to learn is to try to get inside their head and see, you know, what motivated them to do, to take advantage of others and victimize others. And, you know, by that, you can put a lot of pressure on them just by taking simple steps to protect yourself and to protect, you know, to protect your identity, different things like that. So
from a consumer standpoint, it's nice to know that, you know, a bank like Gate City Bank is going out there and trying to find the newest technology, the best that's out there to try to protect their customers. I can imagine on a daily basis, Gate City Bank is spending a lot of time calling its customers, verifying transactions and following up on things to prevent fraud, right?
Absolutely. We try to take kind of a holistic fraud viewpoint because you really can't just attack fraud in one direction. So, you know, coming out here, getting on the radio, you know, I spent a lot of times going and do speaking engagements at, you know, like retirement homes and for mental health initiatives and different things like that. And so it's going out there, you know, educating people, but then at the same time, it's trying to keep up on technology because, you know, as quickly as we evolve, then the fraudsters are going to evolve their technology. And so if we can stay one step in front of them and try to prevent that from even happening in the first place. But it takes a lot of work, a lot of research to try to figure out, okay, what is available, what's going to work well. And so that way we can put a holistic fraud program together, which will best serve our customers.
Okay, so Cyber Monday, we're going to spend a lot of money online. Let's talk about some things we should look for to avoid getting scammed, because if we're all out shopping online, so are the scammers. They're looking for us, right?
That's right. And they have things set up, be it fake websites that look exactly like the real websites, And you'll see a lot of emails like, click here so that way you can get this great deal on Target. And if you click their website or their link, it might take you to their website, which looks exactly like, you know, a Target website or wherever website, but it's actually ran by the fraudsters, and they're just trying to collect your information, your debit card information, the numbers on the back of the card, different things like that. Because once they have that, then they can go and either sell that information on the black market or on the dark web, or they can use it themselves and try to purchase things that you haven't purchased.
When we say don't buy from third-party websites, what is that what we're talking about? Is that a third-party website?
Well, this would be just like a fraudulent website that's set up to make it look like that.
What's a third-party website?
So that would be, you know, if, like, you have overstock of something, or, you know, people can sell, you know, if a company sells out a certain stock in something that they couldn't sell on their own, there could be that. There is more risk when you look at websites like that versus websites that you're familiar with. So I always recommend people that they shop today just like they would normally shop. Go to your trusted websites, things that you, places you purchased before and, you know, had the transaction go through. There's a lot of different options out there. There's a lot of great deals that you can find on those websites. And be cautious. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. And it's maybe not worth taking that risk and sending $100 for a 60-inch TV that might never come.
What about snowblower fraud? And let me explain what I'm talking
about. All right.
After this last weekend, the number of Craigslist for sale on snowblowers went through the roof. I imagine some people got a new snowblower, but some of them seemed pretty sketchy. So if I'm going to buy something like a snowblower on Craigslist or one of these other, or Facebook's trade site or whatever that is, what are some tips to keep myself safe in a situation like that?
Once again, take a look at the ad itself. You know, does it make sense that that person would be selling it? Do they give you a good address? Are they talking back and forth to you about the different things? I personally won't buy anything unless I can come see it and, you know, feel it out for myself, make sure that it is what I'm looking for. Because a lot of times we've used the example in the past of, you know, buying a toaster from New York. Well, there's about a billion toasters between me and New York right now, so I'm not going to go and spend, you know, $20 on that toaster in New York because I can buy one of a billion that are closer to me. So just make sure that makes sense. You know, take care on where you are going to meet up with that person. If they try to give you more money, like if you're selling something and they try to give you more money than what you asked for and then ask for some kind of receipt, that's a good indicator of fraud if they're asking for money back.
I also heard about this just this morning, and tell me if you've heard about this. So we've heard about these skimmers at ATM machines and gas pumps, but now apparently they're making them for USB ports. So places where you'd go that would have a public USB port you could plug into to charge your phone could actually be infecting your phone and giving information back. So I was thinking about, I'm going to a hotel in the next couple of days. At this hotel, they can put just a little cap on top of it, and I would never notice as a consumer, but they're able to get that information off of it because we can make these skimming machines so small nowadays.
Right. And it just goes to show you how everything evolves. You know, debit card fraud was a huge issue with the skimmers. Well, the skimmers have gone down in popularity on the debit cards. They're still there, but because of that chip that's in your card now. So the amount of fraud associated with debit cards because of a skimming activity has dropped a lot. But the activity for your card not present has gone increased. So, for example, shopping online, different things like that where they don't need to have that chip or wouldn't be able to get that chip, that has increased and kind of taken that spot and more. So fraudsters will always try to evolve their tactics. And as phones get harder to hack into and break into, then they're going to think of different things like the USB. And so just, you know, we always have to be on guard. And that's kind of what we talked about, is that as their technology improves, us as fraud fighters, we have to improve our technology, and we have to stay one step ahead of them to prevent that from happening. And And most of that is learning from times where someone attempted or actually stole money. So
before we let you go, let's walk through the simple, easy steps. If you think that you've been the victim of a fraud, whether you purchased something during Cyber Monday that never arrived, yet the charge went through, somebody got a hold of your credit card information, if someone got a hold of your identity information, where should they start?
So I would start off with calling your financial institution, letting them know that you made this transaction, either it hasn't come in or you know it's a fraud at that point. Let them know right away so that way they can help you with the next steps. From there, if it's a reputable site, contact, whoever you can. Try to get that stuff back. One of the things I want to point out before we go here is Fargo Police Department actually has a great post out today to protect, because one of the other things we have to worry about is you purchase it and it comes to your home and someone steals it off your front porch.
The porch pirates.
That's exactly right. So take a look at Fargo PD's Facebook post today. It's really good. It has some great information on how you can secure that side of it as well. And then, go to trusted sites. Like I said, if you bought from there before and it's been successful, that's a safe way to do it. Don't click on any link that doesn't appear to be what it should be. And if it's too good to be true, then it probably is.
We have a
fraud.
Text at 35270. If you're buying a boat and the online pictures of the boat show palm trees in the background, might be a good clue that this is a fraud.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, especially if they say they're from Fargo. So.
Yeah, if in the background there's a red robin, I'd be like, no, that's not taken in Fargo.
That's unfortunate, though.
I know that restaurant's not here yet.
Yes.
Phil Swan with Gate City Bank. He's a fraud expert. Thanks, Phil.
Thank you.